I'm speaking with Gaylene Newquist. She's a licensed psychotherapist with a master's degree in social welfare. She's also a certified hypnotherapist. She's worked for many years with people experiencing life-threatening illnesses, bereavement, and trauma. Gaylene, it's a real pleasure to be talking to you. Welcome to Naging Now.
Oh, thank you so much.
Gaylene, you are a multifaceted healer. Would you be willing to tell us all the modalities that you employ?
Sure. I have an MSW from UC Berkeley, a master's in social work, and from that I got a licensed clinical social work degree, which means I'm a psychotherapist. And from there, I studied some things like hypnotherapy and EMDR, eye movement, desensitization, reprogramming, what a word, huh? Anyway, that's a trauma treatment that's well-esteemed, and other things. I also do some hospice work.
Wow, so that's a lot of qualifications and a lot of important work that you're doing.
Thank you. You know, I was in grad school, I was getting a PhD, and it was 1992 and AIDS was happening without any antiretrovirals. And so I left and went out there and I learned a lot from the people who were dying about compassion and love and about healing. And so I think I wanted to help them find a way into their own healing when they felt blocked. So therefore, working with EMDR and hypnotherapy and so on.
Beautiful. That is just absolutely beautiful. In this series, we're focusing on oral health. And for today's episode, I want to talk about bruxism, clenching of the jaw and grinding of the teeth, and how hypnotherapy might be useful in helping us.
I think it's really a beautiful modality for this and a fun one. I think people come and they're just beside themselves. They don't really know what to do. And hypnotherapy can really help you find your own answers very easily if it's something that's not physiologic. So, of course, we're going to take some sort of background, make sure that there's no dental work that's kind of misshapen or other jaw issues that are awry. But other than that, we find that stress and trauma are the two contributors. That's just something we can so easily work with in hypnotherapy. And it really can be fun. When I'm going to my own healing, hypnotherapy is my modality of preference because it's so relaxing. People leave so at peace.
Wow. Okay. So you mentioned that first you rule out any structural problems.
Yes. And so usually people, by the time they've come to me, have done that. But then we find there's so many other contributors that are more subtle, maybe multifactorial. Maybe there is something going on with dental work and so on that you fixed, and that there's still maybe some other factors also that we're needing to work with.
How do people come to hypnotherapy?
I think it's really word of mouth. You know, the whole trend of mindfulness now is very important and popular, and neuroscience is showing us how much our minds are able to work with us and to help us. And also through meditation and hypnotherapy, we can also see how much our minds can block things. And so I think the medical community, at least in Northern California, is very helpful to clients in referring them to other modalities when they feel like they've hit maybe a block or that maybe something more can be done. Maybe they're getting some relief with the devices they're wearing at night or the dental work or massage, but perhaps they could find even more benefit. And I find that that's true.
So you are finding that actually dentists and allopathic doctors are referring people with bruxism to you for hypnotherapy to address the clenching of their jaws.
Yes, some of them do. You know, I'm certainly not saying all of them do, but yes, it's happening.
That's great. That's really great. And do you find that their illness insurance, or what we call health insurance, actually covers the costs of hypnotherapy?
No, the answer is no. However, sometimes when I'm doing my assessment, maybe we'll just do a quick session of hypnotherapy to begin, and the wisdom of the mind will take you immediately to something that's obvious and perhaps something surprising for you, something you forgot, perhaps even a trauma. And in that case, since I'm a licensed psychotherapist, I may be able to bill as a psychotherapy session, but generally people who don't have a psychotherapy license, they are not going to be billing for hypnotherapy.
Are most hypnotherapists licensed psychotherapists?
No, they are not. And that's just fine. You know, we have so many beautiful, talented hypnotherapists, particularly in the Bay Area. I went to HTI Hypnotherapy Institute in Marin, and they're very skillful. If you feel like you have a trauma related to the TMJ, I would go to a licensed psychotherapist.
You mentioned stress. You mentioned trauma as major contributing factors.
Yes, and no one wants to admit either that they're stressed or they're traumatized. We do, in fact, find that all of us, let's face it, all of us have to face this mind of ours that goes on and on and on, telling us day and night how we're not doing things right and so on. That in itself is stressful. With hypnotherapy, it's kind of like I'm the tour guide that helps you go into that place that you may be familiar with when you've had some meditative experiences. It's a vast place of incredible wisdom and healing that all of us underestimate, really all of us, even the healers, underestimate. I don't think any of us completely appreciate how much brilliance lies there. I feel humbled by the people who have had to heal from the bereavement, the kinds of multiple loss bereavement I've seen. And what I learned from them is that the best thing I can do for people is help them go to their wisdom so that they can tell me what they need. But what they need from me is to get below the barrier. And so we go below the barrier. And then we go, oh, I remember this place. It's the wise place where there aren't very many obstacles. Things are very clear. Just like in meditation, there's an alert clarity. The more you focus your mind, the more relaxed your body becomes. And it's this incredible synergy of healing. But then you need a wise advisor, someone with a lot of experience, to help you inquire. Now, in meditation, usually we just notice. But in hypnotherapy, we inquire with the intention to transform, to change. That's the difference between meditation and hypnotherapy, which is lovely. Because we're going because something is off. Something is in its unnatural state. So the most important thing I can say about hypnotherapy is enjoy your guide, enjoy the ride, but also come willing. Because if you're not willing, it's not going to happen.
Well, exactly. I mean, I can imagine that the barriers that we set up actually have served us in allowing us to feel safe, allowing us to function in the world. So it might be actually really quite scary to try to go underneath the barriers and obstacles or behind or beyond or whatever. You might not actually want to go there.
Oh, that's a great question. And the answer is at the beginning, I get to know you. And I also, first of all, prepare myself if you know that there are some barriers, because we don't want to just push barriers over. We want to really respect them because they are beloved barriers that are trying to keep you safe indeed. And some of them are a little bit maladaptive at this point. So we do some exercises first. We find a safe place before we really begin. Lest you think that this sounds like it's going to go on and on, these things don't have to take a long time. You know, we can do that for one or two sessions. Sometimes one more session doing the actual work can really radically help things. Not always, you know, sometimes 6 to 12 sessions, but this is not 10 years of psychotherapy. We have the wisdom in us. We're just maybe not even taking the time to ask. And sometimes these are just habits. Sometimes this isn't a big bad trauma or a terrible thing that's going to appear. Many times we've learned bad habits from who? From our society and our parents. And we just have to be encouraged to think a little more creatively about what would be a more interesting or more helpful habit.
Beautiful. Yeah, exactly. In relation to clenching of the jaw and grinding of the teeth, are there specific kinds of things that you've seen, like as a pattern of, like, it's anger or frustration? I mean, that's what I would imagine when you're clenching your teeth and grinding your teeth, it's because you're pissed. But I'm just wondering what your experience has been.
Yeah, I can't say that I know the scientific data on this one, but experientially, yes, anger, for sure.
Anger comes in different flavors, right? Irritation, frustration are variations on the theme of anger.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes the deep, steaming, seething kind that doesn't feel like it has a place to be let out. The jaw will do a lot of that work. If you look at the jaw is right around the throat chakra, the voice, the expression, and it's also where inhalation and exhalation happen. The absolute life force of all of us. The good news about treating this is you have the life force passing right by the jaw all the time. And I find that it's the best healer. What I do when I'm exploring in hypnotherapy, maybe what went wrong or what the unnaturalness or imbalance is that the breath is right there to be one of the healing aspects. It's so easy to use.
Beautiful. I never thought of that. The breath in association with the jaw, and just visualize the breath passing past the jaw and through the jaw.
Absolutely. In fact, I'm thinking of a woman I did one session with. It was some version of that. Now, this is not a one-size-fits-all thing. The thing about hypnotherapy that is so luscious, besides just the physical sensation of being so relaxed, is that it is a practice of interbeing between me and you and your wise voice. And so it's always different. It's amazing. Someone might feel they need cool pouring in there to get back to balance. Someone might need to feel like they have to go sideways movements or something. But this person really benefited. She had other tight psychosomatic complaints sometime down the line, so which I can just recommend right now. Everyone could use 8 weeks of learning how to do basic non-religious meditation. In her case, it really helped her jaw. And her jaw would pop, and, you know, at times it would go out of joint, and, you know, and that didn't happen after the practice of the breath.
Wow, that's incredible. That inspires hope.
Yeah, especially with people who've had so much pain. And, you know, the thing about hypnotherapy is, if our conscious minds could have already figured it out, it would have, because they've put their minds on this probably a long time if you've had pain for a long time. And so we just simply go to the place where the problem's hanging out, which is a little bit under the surface. And we go there and ask under there and do it in a very safe way, gentle way. And by the way, I think people have some fears about hypnotherapy that the therapist might make them do or say something that they wouldn't naturally do. And that's never the case. I'm always going to be absolutely aligning with your highest wisdom. I'm not supplanting anything in you with something of mine. You know, when you think about hypnotists on stages and so on, extroverts volunteer for that. So that's a whole other thing. This therapy is very sacred and very much a collaboration.
I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, I have also been told, don't just let anybody do hypnotherapy on you. You have to be very careful.
Oh, I'm so glad you're asking that. That wisdom place is very wise. It will not do anything that you do not want it to do. So then someone will say, well, why did that lady bark like a dog on the stage? Well, she was a goofing around extrovert. That's why she raised her hand to go be on stage at in a hypnotherapist, you know, a circus. In hypnotherapy, it's all a collaboration about inquiring what is from your highest sense of being and well-being. All hypnotherapy is focused attention, alert, focused, relaxed attention. It's kind of like we're combing out all that fuzzy noise from your conscious mind, just combing it aside to just let yourself for a moment bask in your own knowingness without all of that self-criticism all the time, which confuses us, and then we are immobilized. And hypnotherapy can really free us to just go, oh yeah, of course. Of course, obvious things appear in this work.
What I'm hearing you say is that you're focusing the mind in order to quiet the conscious part of the mind.
Yes.
So that you can access some part of the subconscious part of the mind.
So those would be words that a hypnotherapist would use, a conscious mind and the subconscious mind. You know, neuroscientists might use other words. A Buddhist might say we're maybe going toward the unconditioned mind, the vastness even. Where it is we're going, we probably all get a sense of where we're going. We're going to that kind of more still place that has a seat in oneself. We all have that dignified place that's always trying to give us advice and cues, but we are ramped up at a pretty quick pace right now. And I find with the technological age, you know, these things like TMJ, these are not uncommon for all of us.
So the interesting thing about TMJ and bruxism, often it manifests while we're asleep. When we're asleep, actually, the conscious part of the mind is asleep, and it is the subconscious mind that's ruling. So that makes me think that actually using hypnotherapy would be a really great modality.
Absolutely.
To access what it is that is causing the problem, and also a great way to heal the problem.
Absolutely. You just said it. That's absolutely it.
I mean, there are some people who I see clenching their jaw and grinding their jaw during the daytime as well.
Yes, and their level of awareness is not very high. And so any awareness practice is going to help, but this is very targeted awareness of what's happening in your jaw here and now. And so what I think is really amazing about hypnotherapy is if, let's say, there was a particular trauma, you can go there if we chose to, if that was what we wanted to do, and be in a here and now situation from a moment in the past or even in a moment in the future where you're relieved of this feeling. And so it's like you get to be in a now, but you get to decide which now you want to be in.
So you still have control over yourself.
Absolutely you do. Absolutely you do. And in fact, part of the inquiry is verbal. And then the other thing that's amazing about hypnotherapy is if you don't feel like using your voice, or if there's something that we just really feel like the voice isn't even, it's still kind of overthinking, we can give you signals with your fingers And I have seen the most extraordinary things revealed by just letting your fingers talk. Right thumb, yes. Left thumb, no. Yep, 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 no. The body knows and it's trying to tell us.
That's so hopeful. So how does one actually go about choosing a hypnotherapist?
The thing that's true of therapists is also true of hypnotherapists, that there's a big feeling of intuition. For me, I would try to consider the credentials and where they got the credentials. Probably, again, if you think there's any trauma that might be there, then a licensed psychotherapist and a hypnotherapist would be better. Even more so than a psychotherapist, with the hypnotherapist, you know, you'll be cozy and you'll be closing your eyes and you'll be getting so relaxed. So you want someone who's relaxing. And that's a different quality for different people.
I appreciate that you're bringing up the credentials and the gut feeling that you have about somebody. Within any healing modality, whether it's Western medicine or chiropractic or acupuncture or psychotherapy or hypnotherapy or whatever it is, not all practitioners are born equal. Like, one doctor is not the same as another doctor, and one hypnotherapist is not the same as another hypnotherapist. Asking around to your friends and getting a personal referral, that's a way that I've resorted to choosing almost anybody that I need service from, whether it's a plumber or a carpenter or a healer.
I agree.
So is there a little mini 1 minute hypnotherapy thing you could do for us?
Perhaps. Let's see what comes. Just sit up straight with your feet on the floor and feel the bottoms of your feet beginning, even as my voice goes slower and more relaxed, for you to become deeper and deeper relaxed and to feel your feet just beginning to be more and more soft and flattened on the floor. And as you find that your feet are flattening on the floor, your entire body begins to relax. And then you bring your attention to the jaw, just noticing that jaw, all of the work that it does for you every day, appreciating how all that you consume to completely sustain your body moves through the movement of the jaw, appreciating the jaw. And just noticing the places the jaw may feel right. And then noticing on the edges where the jaw does not feel right, that there's something unnatural. And even as I say this, you notice that your body is correcting so that the jaw begins to realign back into its naturalness. Just as perhaps as if you were a newborn baby. No holding, more and more relaxed. And then with every breath, beginning to turn your focus to the breath as it comes in through slightly parted lips, just begin to allow yourself to inhale some healing directly into all of those wonderful muscles around the jaw. And as you exhale, just allowing yourself to release anything that's no longer needed. That's it, noticing yourself, just moving with the flow of the breath that's already begun to heal your jaw, helping it to shift back safely and subtly back into its state of naturalness. Every inhalation, coaxing it back right into the place, just like when you were a baby, at ease and relax. And exhaling any residue of anything that's no longer needed. And enjoying the sense of peace throughout the day, even when you're not consciously aware of the breathing. You may be surprised at how the breathing continues to do its healing service for you and your jaw.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Very nice talking to you.
It's been a real honor and a pleasure. I'm completely inspired, and thank you so much for offering yourself to us.
Really my pleasure. Thank you for asking.
That was Gaylee Newquist, licensed psychotherapist, certified hypnotherapist from San Francisco, California. Da gata gain tarikita taka tet gata gain tarikita taka takita kati kena ta kita tet ta kita taka takita tet garana gain tarikita taka takita da kita det ta ta gain tarikita takate, takata, gain tarikita takata kita.